Here's a thought for you. Why does everyone jump on every sign of conflict in the Labour Party? Over the weekend, calls for Corbyn to resign were coming in thick and fast, and I don't know about you, but this made me think, isn't this all a bit over the top? Yes, Jeremy Corbyn's actions in releasing that letter against airstrikes in Syria did seem a bit odd, all things considered, but he does have the right to express an opinion. A fact that dissident MPs seemed all too easily to forget. It is clear that Corbyn has an issue with support inside the Parliamentary Labour Party, but to attack him at the first opportunity does not paint certain MPs in a good light. Those MPs have failed to understand that removing Corbyn would be a huge mistake, and could undermine their own support. To have such a huge mandate from party members and wave goodbye to it overnight would be suicidal. The Labour Party accountant would have a fit with all those disappearing members. That, and public opinion seems largely to be against airstrikes, and to seem to support them might make people feel these MPs are out of touch. It's going to be a challenging time for Corbyn, and the decision to make the vote a so-called free vote may silence the critics for now. Until Wednesday, at least. What is clear is that he is going to have to work hard to get particular MPs on his side. But this is not just his problem. Those MPs need to give their leader a chance, rather than propagating this image of a divided Labour Party, and look how well that's worked out in the past.